This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, what's welcome. What is up?
What's up?
I never know what to say to that, but that's okay because it's good here.
Cool. It's Monday.
It is Monday.
Another album.
Yes, and what made you choose the Ronettes?
I just thought they're great. They're a great group.
And they are.
They're bloody amazing, and why not celebrate, you know?
Yeah, I'm excited to see what you
meant. So, yeah, we're looking at the only album that Ronettes released. It's called Presenting the Fabulous Ronettes, featuring Veronica.
Yes.
1964, so it's turning 55 years of age. And, yeah, obviously, very popular 60s girl group. And they formed in the 50s. They were a family act, actually. Ronnie and Estelle were sisters, and Nedra was their cousin. So obviously they started singing in the family.
Sorry, did you just say Ned?
Nedra.
Nedra.
Yes.
Okay, good. That's amazing.
So they they formed in 1957. Initially they were a five-piece, actually. They had two other cousins in the group as well called Diane and Elaine. And it was around 1961 that they managed to get some recording sessions and a record deal with Colpix Records under the name Ronnie and the Relatives. That was the name they had.
Relatively
Ronnie and the Relatives. Ronnie. Exactly. By this stage, they were back to a trio. And the initial tracks they put out, they didn't really do anything. So it was kind of back to square one, not getting anywhere. So they changed their name to the Ronettes. And their career began to kick off around sort of 1963, where they got into contact with famed record producer Phil Spector and asked if they could audition for him. And he liked them and signed them pretty much straight away, although he initially only wanted Ronnie. But their mother came in and said, they come as a three, otherwise there's no deal. So good on mum for sticking up for the family.
Yes.
And basically, this was at a time when there was this songwriting institution called the Brill Building in New York, which was home to like songwriting teams, people like Carole King and Jerry Goffin, Burt Bacharach. And they'd basically write songs and then find the artists to sing them. And girl groups were becoming quite popular at the time. You had people like the Shirelles and the Crystals, the Blossoms, and they were all getting these songs to sing from these songwriting teams. And the Ronettes were just the latest girl group to get into this scene. And these are big pop songs with big vocals, big choruses, quite lush, heavy instrumentation and production, which incidentally became known as the Wall of Sound, Phil Spector's Wall of Sound. And basically what would happen is he'd cram dozens of musicians into a small room and had like multiple pianos, guitars, drums, vocalists, big, big, massive horn sections, and this boom, massive sound will just hit you like a wall, basically,
yes,
all coming at you at once. And that's basically the sound that they created to suit these big sort of pop songs,
yeah,
and ballads. And that's what these Ronette songs sound like, basically. And all these bands, they were mainly singles groups. And what would happen was they'd release a bunch of singles, and then the label, back in these days, the label would then try and cash in on the popularity of the single by making an album out of the singles and just throwing in some extra tracks as well. And this is exactly what happened with this record, which came out in 1964. They'd already had these big hits in 1963, and basically they were like, oh, we're just going to try and cash in on this and put them all on an album and see what we can do.
Cool.
And that's how this record came about, basically.
Cool, 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 cool.
So, should we play some music?
Yes.
Okay. Well, this is the opening track of the record. It's called Walking in the Rain.
Yeah.
This was a single in 1964. And Rolling Stone magazine voted us 269 in their top 500 songs of all time. So there you go.
Cool.
Thunder.
All the drama.
The drama.
Yeah.
It was lovely, wasn't it?
It's a good song to gut out to, I reckon.
Yeah.
You just gush it.
Just a little emotional and...
Oh, the drama, the drama.
Yes. All right.
All right.
With the next track, we're going to change things up a bit. Go more sort of up-tempo-y, poppy. This song is called The Best Part of Breaking Up. And, this was track number 4 and the group's 3rd consecutive top 40 hit in the United States. It came out in 1964 as a single, and it also features some pretty star power on backing vocals. Sonny and Cher are on backing vocals here.
What?
Yep. And also,
are you serious?
And I'm serious. And also Darlene Love and the Blossoms are on backing vocals here as well.
Boom.
So there you go.
Maybe when we break up from the bottom.
Just tuned in, we're doing the Ronettes for anniversary albums this week.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm here with Sam Smith and we're having a good old rockin' old time.
It is, taking it back.
So, we'll be back with the conclusion of anniversary albums. You may have already guessed what the track is, but for those of you who don't know, hang tight, we'll be back after this.
In the market for a cleaner, healthier home? Craft Homes is your first choice. They work with you from design to project completion for a home that's minimum impact, maximum efficiency. Building Homestar 6 homes through to Passive House standard, Craft Homes are smarter, more energy efficient, and built from sustainable and environmentally friendly products. Don't just build a home, build a more sustainable future. Craft Homes. Homestar approved practitioners. Go to crafthomes.co.nz.
Grab your sunnies, because we're headed up north. Bay of Islands Music Festival in sumptuous Waitangi has everything you need to keep your summer nicely sizzling. Featuring Toots and the Maytals, Shaggy, Wolf Mother, Sheehard, Lady Six, The Black Seeds, Mal Parsons, and heaps more. Bay of Islands Music Festival Waitangi, January 25th and 26th. Get your tickets now from eventfinder.co.nz.
You wouldn't rent a car. You wouldn't rent a movie. You wouldn't rent a camera.
Hey, mate.
Yep.
I'm actually renting a camera right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, really handy for trying stuff out, or if you need something for a one-off.
Yeah. Would you rent a movie, though?
ProGear have the best rental prices in Auckland on camera, lenses, and lights. Canon, Fujifilm, Nikon, Sony, Allen Crom, you'll find it at ProGear, 3 Railway Street, Newmarket, or online at progear.co.nz.
Whoa, Cole.
Can I help you?
Cocktails and test tubes, even cooler than teapots. I'll try this one.
So that's highly poisonous. Secure the body.
Science, it's all good. But just to be safe, why not stay up to date with the latest happenings, discoveries, and hot button topics with Dear Science. Every Wednesday wire on the beat, Lillian is joined by a rotating roster of boffins, brainiacs, and badasses to make sense of just about bloody everything. Dear Science, every Wednesday wire on 95BFM, thanks to MOTAT, Auckland's Museum of Transport and Technology.
Kia ora koutou mā, nō mai haramai ki te erirangi pōho ko Geneva Takuingwa. We're doing anniversary albums here on BFM.
Hello, yes, we're looking at the lovely Ronettes.
Yes.
And despite the success of the singles of this album actually bombed. It only made it to 96 in the Billboard charts.
You mean it's the bomb?
It is the bomb, but they couldn't really maintain the success of the individual singles.
All right.
Because it was just a greatest hits collection, basically, and these were songs that people had mostly heard before. But it was also important to remember that other groups had kind of risen and overtaken the Ronettes by this stage, namely the Supremes.
Oh, yes, so they paved the way for the gal groups.
They did.
Yes.
And also, by this stage, Phil Spector was becoming more and more controlling of the group. And
it's funny that, isn't it?
Very funny, isn't it? He kind of didn't want them to have success because he feared it would outshine him, basically. So this was kind of the beginning of the end for the group, and because he married Ronnie Spector, obviously, and there's this famous situation where he locked her away in his mansion and didn't let her out for like 3 years.
Gross.
That kind of thing. He was a gross man, yes. The Ronettes, yep, they would never reform, actually, and unfortunately, things just didn't get back on track, and Ronnie spent years and years trying to get her career back on track. She had to fight very hard to get unpaid royalties from Phil Spector. So, yeah, it's quite a sad ending to what was a very good group. And but the good news is...
So you're saying that the Ronettes were destroyed by Phil Spector?
Pretty much. Pretty
intentionally?
Much.
Because he was worried about his ego.
Yeah, basically.
Damn!
But good news is she still sings and tours. She's still around. And they were also inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2007.
Aww.
So it kind of has a happy ending, kind of.
I don't know.
But at the time, obviously not. But nevertheless...
Is she still alive?
Yeah.
She's
singing and touring.
Oh, cool. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Sorry, I might have missed that part. I was just still buzzing out on the her getting locked up.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah. That's a crazy story. but anyway, we're just gonna finish on a high.
Yes.
And play one of their most well known song. It is a great song, one of the greatest songs ever written, in my opinion. Brian Wilson actually called it the best pop record ever made. So that's
wow.
big props. And Rolling Stone magazine ranked it the 22nd best song of all time in their list of the 500 greatest songs. And it has obviously been my baby. Classic song. Classic
Great.
Song.
Well, thank you very much for coming in, Sam.
No, my pleasure.
And I'll see you next week.
Ciao.
For our second to last show of the year.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Ka kite.
Ka kite.
Make you so proud of me. We'll make a turn.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.